Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this new episode of the new term of ENPR with myself, Dirtpoof, and Aramek.
What's up?
So yeah, this is ENPR where we today have put out a fundraising effort. So this is our telethon episode, if you will, where we hope to inspire you to give us the whole of your pocketbook.
Yeah, we've really put it out all on the line there, just like being very open. We've spread our assets and allowed a lot of people to enter into us. So we're looking forward to seeing what our donatees and other constituents say about how the show is going and what they think of the job we're doing here.
Yeah, I think we're doing a good job. But the thing is, though, if they don't pay up, I'm trapped in this studio without utilities or anything. I will be trapped here. They will foreclose on us and they will eventually tear down this building with me inside. I'm a slave to this program, and without funding, I will die.
Well, you know how it's gonna be fine though. You know what the silver lining of this is?
Oh, what is it? What is it?
I'm not trapped in there with you, so
That's true.
Well, I'll live on for your memory.
Yeah. Oh, so we have a show lined up for you. I can't promise that it will be good or that it will be bad or that, you know, anything about it. It's probably going to be awful, like every other episode of ENPR ever. So, yeah, also there's a slight problem in that when I scheduled the episode, I did not extend the time to 60 minutes. It is defaulted to a 15-minute show. Who pays this kind of money due to a 15-minute show anyways? But it's defaulted to 15 minutes. However, there's always the ever-present after show where, you know, things can be heard and listened to anyways. It's basically another hour of radio. So we should be fine. I have no concerns about this. It will all get archived and everything. But I'm hoping that the after show will still last another hour. Otherwise, I have to go back in and I have to reprogram a show to literally start like right after, which is possible, but it will give a few seconds of downtime, which I don't want. So we'll see how this
goes.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this is why we're hurting for money. You know, this is the government pay cuts at work. This is
basically.
Gosh, we are at the end.
The thing that you really need to take away from this is max taxes. Max taxes
max
will fund taxes. ENPR.
Yeah.
ENPR is brought to you by max taxes.
ENPR brought to you by fiscal irresponsibility. I mean responsibility. I mean max taxes. Let's do
max
it.
Taxes. The glorious stream of money that will come in. Also, speaking of the glorious stream of money that will come in,
and speaking of the glorious stream,
biggest thanks. What?
Nothing. Carry on.
Oh, okay. So yeah, speaking of streams of money just flowing in, our big thanks to Jaden A and the wonderful Beach Bunny for giving us money. I don't know. I know Jaden donated 10. I assume Beach Bunny did the same because we're still looking for donations. So
I'm assuming that she just donated 400 so that we can keep doing this awful program in perpetuity. Yeah.
that sounds good, although I don't want to be locked in here for perpetuity. So if someone could
Well,
please relieve me.
this has never been about what you wanted, baby.
That's true.
Let's be
It's
real.
about what the community wants, and the community really want me in their ears. So I'm stuck here.
Quite,
So
quite so.
in case I haven't said already, I don't remember if I did or not, but I remember I did not promise to you a good show, but a show. And in that show we have DMJ who, oh, okay, there he is again. Okay. He lost connection, came back, I believe. And Senryaku, who is our lovely new Secretary of Defense. So we get to chit chat with them mainly about defense things because that's what DMJ did too. We also have Jude on the line too for in case we have time because we have this oddly short time limit. So
Do you want to bring them
we
all
might as well
online
get
now,
to it.
or what are you thinking? Yeah.
Throw them all on now.
Yeah.
That sounds
Fuck
like a
it. Let's do
terrible
it
idea. It's
live.
just do it live. Well, live, we do have the wonderful DM Johnson. Welcome to ENPR, sir.
I was told there would be delicious meat here.
Yes,
There is.
I'm the delicious meat.
There is. Oh,
Yeah.
well, all right. Good cooking, Aramek. You know how I like it.
I do. I do absolutely. I've never
I
cooked
mean, if
horse before, actually, but
just please kill me.
something to try.
Please kill me.
I'm sure that the Lunchbox Laboratory could handle a good recipe.
Oh, absolutely.
It can handle
Absolutely.
anything.
ENPR is brought to you by Lunchbox Laboratory. Lunchbox Laboratory providing innovations in meat and meat sandwich constructs. Thank you very much to that Seattle standby.
Wonderful. So DMJ, how's the non-cabinet life? How's that treating you nowadays? The
Well,
advisor life.
I started a new real life job in January and I moved to the Los Angeles area. And then I've been back in school again too. So it's good that I don't have anything to do on ERAP and I can just, lurk on the forum and poke people and make fun of Oblige. And that's
That's
pretty
true.
much all I do.
It's like a national pastime, really.
Yeah. It's kind of sad how many, I mean, when I was in WTP before I left this month, we had entire threads where it was supposed to be a meme war, and he just wouldn't even show up. Like, it was really disappointing.
He's a disappointing person.
Yeah,
So
that's very true. But he
you can
has
only squeeze so much
delightful
out of a
taste in
whale.
restaurants, let me tell you that.
That's true. He's a very high class person, so I
Well,
assume that just goes with it.
you can do that when you own the world.
Yeah, exactly.
True. True. So speaking of eRepublic things, your last job, if I remember correctly, was Secretary of Defense in I forget which month that was.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back. It's been, man, it's been a
Was
few months.
that the month when they were the whole chat was about what to do with the USAF? Was that the
I mean
restructuring
that,
month?
that chat kind of comes up every month or two in the budget discussions.
That's true. That's true.
It's been kind of a weird, I guess, over a year now since the whole merger started. Because it's been about a year since I was president, and it was 2 or 3 months before that when the actual merger happened. But it's, I don't know, combining that issue with the state of the game the way it's been since then and before then, it just was a real shit show. There was real no good way to go about it.
Yeah. Well, how do you think the the merger has played out really over the past year. Do you think, when you think back on it, do you think it was the best thing to do?
No, and there was a lot of reasons put forward about doing it, and I'm sure that it was with the best of intentions. But most people within USAF were very much against it, and that was probably with good reason, knowing that they knew how it actually operated. And even looking at it pre-merger, we had already cut costs dramatically. And we had been working with the branches working together as far as sharing capacity for weapons production and all that kind of stuff already. And that was kind of one of the driving forces was, in addition to a more unified community, but having a little bit more efficiency as far as costs. But we'd already cut the budget, strain by, I think, half at that point. But I was out of the Defense Department for a couple of months, and during that time is when the merger actually got initiated, and I came back into like a half-merged USAF, and so it became the problem of finishing it without completely destroying it. And
No, keep going, keep going.
it was just, it was a shit show. I fully admit that.
What do you think? Do you think anything could have been done better to smooth along the process?
I still feel like there's a lot of things that should have been made better from the start. Things like the transition from flight training into the rest of USAF is really, I think, one of the sticking points for the way it's set up right now. I mean, I spent my early years in ERep in the training corps as an officer there, and running the program that does what flight training does.
Yeah, you did.
And the transition from training corps into one of the other branches was very clear and defined, and people knew where they were going and where they were expected to go. And I've just never felt like that existed in flight training. And as much as I know that problem exists, it's hard to fix it with the tools available. I mean, we've known these same problems exist for a while now. But having people available and willing to do the work to make them better, it's just hard to find with so few people playing, and the people who've been playing for all this time are getting burnt out and tired, and new blood comes in and they burn out real quick because there's so much for them to do to try and fix these things.
I can see that's a problem I feel like with every department, if not just the game as a whole, is we have all these departments and these programs, and we end up having to shuffle people around because it's hard to find new guys to step up and do things. I luckily we found it. We found a couple or a few, but it's very few and far between from what most people can see.
Well,
Yeah,
ten
absolutely.
seconds remaining. Thank you all for coming.
It's 60 seconds, sir. You saw 1 minute. That was a 1 minute remaining thing. Gosh. Yeah, there's no way to actually extend the time and the settings, but I think we'll go into the whole after show kind of thing. But I can't be super sure. But it should go into the after show, and if we should have at least 15 minutes in there. But I'm hoping it's not just a extended airtime amount that, because we have an hour show, it does an hour normally. I don't know if that's how it works or it's just an hour normally. I have no idea. So we're about to find out in the next. Well, it'll
I
go to
look
an
forward
after
to this
show, but
adventure.
we'd have no idea how long it lasts. So that's going to be fun. So we
Yeah,
are
shoot
now
for it.
technically off the air, but as of always, you can still hear us. So, whatever. Fun stuff. So, if you want to call in and donate to us still, that would be beautiful.
Are we really off the air right now?
No, well, this is the thing about Blog Talk Radio, the after show. Whenever it goes off air, like when it's like the hour is up, you're still going. You're still technically on the air. Everyone can hear us right now.
Oh, awesome.
Like everyone can hear us. It's weird. So yeah. Okay, so yeah, Beach Bunny says we'll be 15 extra minutes. I'm going to Aramek, if you wanna take over for a little bit, I'm gonna go set up another episode for right after, I suppose. Woo. And we can just transfer on to that.
I'm here with DM Johnston. Do we have anybody else online, Derp?
We've got Jude if you want Jude.
Bring him in. I always want Jude.
Oh wait, where's the numbers just shuffled around on me a bit. Let's see. Jude, okay, I got Jude's number now. Okay. Yeah. Into the studio and Jude is live on the air now. What's up, Jude?
That was hot. Like, that was hot, dude.
You know, man.
That was hot. Derpoof, there should be a way for you just to extend it unless they got rid of that with Block Talk Radio.
That's what I thought. That was weird. Like, if I go to the airtime thing in the settings, it just says I can replace the existing
audio.
It's too
late now.
Do what?
It's too late now, but like when a show was live, there should have been a way to extend it. That's how it used to be. But I know y'all got that new high def, super duper piece of shit Blog Talk Radio that you can't even Skype into. So,
the ENPR chat is saying that it has just gone down for everybody.
It's gone down.
Yeah,
for everybody?
It does that. The after party is not broadcast live. You can only listen to it afterwards.
That's weird. Okay.
Oh, excellent.
That's the way that's always been.
This is like an exclusive, like Kickstarter backed only, like sneak peek into
that's
the
right.
workings of ENPR right now.
Word.
ENPR's after party is brought to you by Greeling. Always more, always there.
Man. Okay, so
what's up, DMJ? You still there?
Here's the bad thing is that it won't let me schedule another show until 10:30. It's only Excellent. You're only allowed to schedule 30-minute blocks.
Awesome.
This actually no, we can go live now. Fuck it.
Yes, there you go.
We're gonna go live now.
Now you see the button.
45 minutes. 45 minutes of live time. Let's go.
There you
wait.
Go. That's hot,
wait,
dude. That's hot.
Hold on. I have to gather everyone's emails again off these chats because it won't let me send out a link anymore for these things for non-phone call-ins. So. They throw in those.
There's a discussion going on in the Black Sheep channel right now about why planets are round. Now,
yeah, that's
I thought
beautiful.
Oprah was dumb beforehand, but now I'm just baffled by it.
Wait,
like,
who?
You see my
Roper.
Question, right?
Yeah, like,
yeah,
what?
I see exactly what you're talking about. Carstar, what are you even talking about?
What the fuck?
I like the way what Roper said the planet that Earth stopped spinning.
Planet Earth just stop spinning.
The only thing I pretty much trust Black Sheep to do is to provide warmth for me in the winter and pleasure at the other times.
Oh.
Rectum. Fucking Senna Yaku, whatever. Stirring it, but nice. NPR say Black Sheep are dumb.
God, why? Why is this thing?
Oh my gosh, who are these people?
Sunriaku. Black Sheep are awesome. They got some crazy people, but they got some good people. Black Sheep, like their party president right now, Risola, is decent, man. He's awesome.
Oh, Rick
and
Stein?
He's pretty damn good at playing it.
Gravity causes bulging around the equator. Hey, why not? Fuck it.
That actually is true. That's why it's bulged. I'm lying.
Okay, so we should be, I believe we're live again on a different link possibly now. Can you guys still hear me?
Interesting.
Okay, hold on. Your next scheduled episode is in 45 seconds. What do you want to do? Ignore? No, I don't want to ignore the next scheduled episode. Like, what? I think it's just going to go straight into that, which it will play the intro again too. So we can just
the intro
is beautiful. So everyone wants to be quiet so they can relive the intro in about 30 seconds
I'm muting my mic.
Should I just mute everyone?
I'm muting my mic. Right now?
Okay, do it. Let's see. It doesn't say we're on air yet.
John Cena.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm waiting for the John Cena intro to just. Yeah, it should have started one. What the hell? Yeah, start.